Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. And that makes me your host, B. Sayers. I thank you for taking the time to listen in today to the I Love Politics show. It is Friday, January 15th, 2016. It is 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here at the I Love Politics show, I engage daily in praise, politics, and productivity. My true belief is that it is a combination of these three subjects on your plate every day to make a better America, starting with making a better you. You have to be the change. Whatever it is you seek, you have to be a part of that. Expecting someone else to lead the way is fine, but you have to get on the right path yourself. That means you must be the best you possible to have the best America possible. The title of my show today, In White Privilege, White Lies, and Save the United States of America. America's whites have got to end the lies about self and the lies that's being told about others to lift up self. If America is to not become like many countries with only two classes of citizens, the very rich and the very poor, we are not that country. But we are not the best country that we could be. And the best country that we could be, there are those who would argue that we have been. Not from me, will you hear that. America has never truly united all of our citizens. And for that reason, I talk today. A better America coming when we decide that we know and we understand that we have to end white privilege and we have to end white lies. And it's all around us every day. President Obama is completing his 8th year in office. And since day one of year one, he has been hated. And the hatred supposedly is because he failed, because he lied. How did he fail day one of his first term when he was successful at becoming president of the United States? That's not failure. And not keeping his promises on day one, what was that promise he didn't keep on day one? At the end of week one, at the end of month one, at the end of year one. President Obama kept his promises, and a lot of his promises come after he got into the White House, when he had to make changes in his plans to save a failing economy, a failing America that was left by Bush and Cheney. Losing 800,000 jobs a month when President Obama took office. America was in two wars when President Obama took office. America's automobile industry was crashing when President Obama took office. Bin Laden was yet to be found from 2001 when President Obama took office. Our housing industry, foreclosures were putting people in the streets, under bridges across America when President Obama took office. People were dying for lack of health care when President Obama took office. Parents' insurance at age 18 when President Obama took office. People with pre-existing conditions were not allowed to get health care in America when President Obama took office. Children born with disabilities, debilitating disabilities, that needed health care to live were not insurable when President Obama took office. Unemployment rate was at 7.2, and today is 5.0. The cost of a gallon of gas was $3.25 when President Obama took office. Today, gas is under $2 a gallon. Percent of America was uninsured when President Obama took office. And today, 9% are uninsured. Look, I can go on and on. But let me tell you this. The hatred for Obama has nothing to do with Obama not keeping his promises. That's a lie. And these are the kind of white lies that I'm talking about that must be stopped. President Obama has did a magnificent job, a lovely job. And there are ways that Republicans can talk about what they want to do. But before Republicans talk about what Obama hasn't done, Republicans need to find a way to apologize for the shape that they left America in 2008. And until they can tell the truth about what they did to America, this country cannot unite in prosperity. It will not, because the time is out building on white lies. That's where America is today. America was built on white lies and white privilege through the centuries. And it is time for Americans to look at the challenges that we face and know that together we can conquer any challenge. With honesty in our hearts and love for our fellow man. The hate that's being talked in America today is coming out of the mouths, about the belly of politicians. And those who support politicians who are lying, they're just as guilty as the lying politician. Because there's been enough truth spoken, that if a person truly want to consider themselves worthy of being of their civic duties, they would know that this country is based on lies, and they'll know that as long as people vote for people based on the color of their skin, it's not going to work. We've had a heap of presidents, and white America, I guess, has been satisfied. I don't know. I'm not white. But I know today I hear people say things like, President Obama didn't keep his promise. That's a lie. I hear people say things like, the black community haven't been able to progress because they're too lazy to work. That's a lie. Black people in their communities, they don't clean them up. They don't clean up themselves. Those are lies. Are the same. There is some good in the worst of us, and there is some bad in the best of us. And in our country today, if we want the very best that we can get, we've got to stop attacking one another, look at the issues, and attack the issues. Innocent people are being killed with guns every day in America. That's preventable. That's fact. But what do we talk about? All day long on TV, all you can hear is about the lies about ISIS. More people die from illegal guns than people die in America from ISIS. But what is it that we hear about all day long? Not about the guns, because the gun lobbyist pays not to talk about guns. Not about jobs, because the CEOs pay not to talk about jobs. Not about health care, because the GOP and the pharmaceutical is in bed together and they don't want to talk about health care. So we talk about ISIS all day long. That's what the media does, because CEOs call the shots in America. That's where we are. The white lies will have to end. Backing up white lies only put us deeper and deeper in a hole. And if we want to get out of this hole of fear mongering, of war mongering, then we have to be honest and stop lying and stop backing up these lies. It's not a difficult thing to do, America. We all know white privilege exists. All know that all lives don't matter in America. We know white lives matter more than any other lives in America. We know that. We've seen that. It's reality. We know people go out the way every day when they're speaking about white America, they struggle to make white people happy in whatever is being said. Like, you can't say the right thing, and you know a lie is out there, but you can't call this person a lie. And you know they're lying. And crimes toward groups of people, that's legal. It's legal to kill an unarmed black in America. And you don't have to be a police officer to do it. Because Stand Your Ground made it legal to kill an unarmed black person. It's just fact. It's a white lie that gets people out of trouble when they kill black people in America. White lies. And everybody sits on the jury and believe the white lies. And you know people are lying. And films will come up where you can see people lied. And still, nobody calls the lie a lie. I don't understand why white people think they have to be mighty. And another thing I don't understand, why white people seem to think that they have a monopoly on Christianity. And some of the biggest demons I ever met were white people. I don't think most people know what Christianity is. I don't think people want to know what Christianity is. I think people just want to tell a lie that fits the situation so they can get what they want at any given time. And that's white people. And working class people, we got to come together and realize that only we as a group can save America. But we have to end the white privilege, and we have to end the white lies, past and present. Laws are on the books that make white crimes legal. Black code laws. Laws were written to provide whites with access to land and opportunity in America. That's how whites got a leg up. They were given land across this country because they were white. Land was taken from Indians. Indians' land was taken from them because whites said that Indians were not Christians and therefore Christians could not own land in America. the country that belonged to Indians, America. Their land was taken from them, and the law was written to make it legal. Laws are on the books. Laws are written to provide whites access to land and opportunity and loans. Laws are written to victimize people of color. Laws are written to turn people of color into commodities for the white oppressive behavior. And we the people must be the best that we can be, and we must demand the best from America possible. We have to. We must find ways to gain access to finances that we need. And Bernie Sanders running around talking about a political revolution. No, we don't need no political revolution, because politically speaking, the politicians got it well under control, just like he has. He has sat there 40 years doing nothing, and now he wants an opportunity to work 5 years to do what? More of nothing? And he spent 2 years. Now, this is something I've always had a stickler about. Just should be allowed to run for president for 2 years and get paid. If anything, the least we should do if senators want to run for president for 2 years is pay their staff, and they get not a dime of a taxpayer's dollar. How you going to tell somebody how best to live when you're stealing taxpayers' money for 2 years? Now, that happens, and I've never liked it. And I talked about it when Obama was running, and I talked about it when Hillary was running, and I talked about it when McCain was running, and they never talk about it. That's what I call those white lies. Because, you know, you don't have to tell a lie to live a lie to act a lie. You could just be a part of the lie, and you are a liar. We must change America. The only way to save the United States of America is to come clean, America. Come clean and end white privilege and end these white lies and unite this country and thrive in today's prosperity for everybody. And retirement years to be able to live them in comfort. We need jobs. We need health care. We need to keep the opportunity to get health care with pre-existing conditions. We need to be able to get health care when we are operating our own businesses. We need to end police brutality. We need to be able to see to it that our young complete high school and get at least 2 years of some type of education without it costing them an arm and a leg the rest for 20 years of their life. We need for people to be able to go into their chosen fields after they are educated for 2 years. We need career ladders again in America. We need our veterans to come home and be given jobs, starting with government jobs. Who better deserve those government jobs, and who better have earned it than our veterans when they are released back into civilian life? They're homeless on the street. Their families are doing without or with little. And white lies is responsible. You can't blame nobody else but white people, because they are in control. They have the power. It's their decision to make. And they are making poor decisions. Over there in Flint right now, children have been poisoned with drinking water because the mayor and the governor chose to do it the white way instead of the right way. And the white way always end up causing people other than white people, for sure. The bulk of people who are always hurt in the end is blacks and people of color, because even when things go down wrong and everybody feel the effect of it, somebody moves in and take care of the white people. You look around and they all gone. You don't see none of them. They done gone and got their act together. But they sitting around saying black people just too lazy to do anything, and black people ain't got nothing because they ain't tried to have nothing. And it's a lie. There was a meeting on January 20th of 2009 of Republicans. And in that meeting, the Republicans come together and made it clear that they will say no to everything President Obama do. So, from that moment on, a former Republican senator, George, I spell his last name, you can look it up, V like Victor, O-I-N-O-V-I-C-H. He admits that in 2008, Republicans were ordered to block everything President Obama wanted, even if it would help the country. If Obama wanted it, we Republicans had to be against it. God put that in his spirit to release it. It's been released. Now it is yours to receive it or to reject it, but it's yours now because you know it. And so when you say, I hate President Obama because he didn't do what he said and he didn't let me keep my doctor, and let me tell you something about this mess about keeping your doctor. I worked over 40 years, and I never kept a doctor. And I paid for medical services. And from year to year, I had a different doctor. And from year to year, my premiums went up. And I paid, and I paid, and I paid, and I paid. Because that's the white way. And if you wanted that white person job, you had to pay. It's not right. And that's why I say we have to end this white privilege. Stuff go on in this country every day. If it's a black person involved, they're a thug. If it's a Mexican involved, they are a dope dealer. If it's a foreigner from the East involved, they are a renegade Muslim or whatever they call them. Islam, whatever they call them. I don't even buy into it to repeat the stuff that Republicans say about groups of people. But if it's a white male man who do something, he's misguided. He was having some problems. His daddy didn't raise him. His mother was too easy on him. He's not a thug. He's not a dope dealer. He's not an radical Muslim. He ain't even the KKK when he the KKK. When he say he the KKK, the media don't repeat it. But they make up lies about every other group of people. But if it's a white person, they make up a lie too. A lie to make the white person look better. And always a lie to bring down the people of color. I'm going to tell you something. We got a black president, and the wealthy white male, man, going to do everything they can to not have a woman in that White House. It's bad enough they done had a black person in that White House, and they're not planning on a woman named Hillary being in that White House. They're not planning on it. Her credentials show her capabilities. She has the power. She has the brand. She's known around the world. She's accomplished more than any other female has accomplished in America. She went in with the President Obama's administration and between President Obama, Hillary, Bill, Biden, and Professor Biden, those people got the job done for America. And I give them nothing but praise for it. And I pray for them. And I continue to pray for them. They did right by America in some trying times. and America didn't do right by any of them and haven't, but they will because the God I serve says they will. And his word does not return void. So I can promise you, his word does not return void. And so the things that those people have done for this country, they shall be rewarded. And those who come against them, they too shall be rewarded. You're online, caller.
Hey, what do you do, boo boo? What's up? How are you?
I beg your pardon.
How
great.
Are you? Oh,
great.
Praise Jesus. Listen, all I got to say is the white man holding us down, you know what I'm saying? We got to stop these new ideas. Right, man.
Yes.
You preaching the word, girl. You preaching, you make it. But I would add more things to that, man. I'll let loose.
I'm sure you would.
Pray.
See, that's the thing. God give us, each one of us, missions.
Exactly.
And I'm a true believer.
I just want to give you a perfect example. Like today, I was coming on the train, and these police officers were standing. You know how the police officers are over here, you know? And I didn't have my fare,
mm-hmm.
and they let me in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had some mischievous reasons for letting me in, you know what I'm saying? I don't take nothing for granted, but they hooked me up, but I just saw the glare in their eyes. The devil was staring at me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, God. So I'm telling you, keep your head above ground. Play your lotto tickets.
Yeah.
Eat your cornflakes. You know,
all
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Now. All
the
right.
white man don't want us to eat the grits.
That's it. That's it.
That's
we
right.
got
yeah,
to give up
on.
Things to get what we want. That's it.
Exactly.
We don't need all this stuff.
Cold. And don't
we
forget
our freedom. That's right. Well, I sure want it. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
When you don't
and
got toilet paper, buy
keep,
some wiping.
Keep listening and please call again. I want to thank the caller for calling in. And I want to say we have to be prayed up in this country. Because white privilege is against us. And white lies is against us. And this is how this country was established. This is fact. It's in the history books. And that's why I'm asking people this year, 2016, especially white people, who I know don't know our history, attend some black history programs in February. Come to know black people. Because you will learn, we bleed the same blood. We believe in God. We know we, as a black race, has been mistreated in America. And white people know that black people has been mistreated in America. But black people are forgiven, and the opportunity is there. And I believe in my heart that when America chose President Barack Obama, that God looked at America and said, well done. Now make the right moves and I will heal your land. Because this land must be healed of slavery. And it hasn't happened. And it shall happen. It shall happen. And those who make it happen will be rewarded. For good or bad, whatever they do in it, your reward will match it. Join me. Come together and let's save America.